Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
In the writings of the Holy Fathers who teach about the art of spiritual life, we often find a strong counsel to be careful not to fall into delusion. The actions of the passions, but also the activity of demons, can give a person a wrong view of some aspects of spiritual life, which causes them to get stuck in a dead end. One of these delusions, which has become very widespread in the recent decades, is the misinterpretation of salvation of the soul. It is a very dangerous delusion because it can lead to the loss of eternal life and to damnation. It can manifest itself in many ways, but its qualities are the bold belief that all you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ and try to be a good person. The problem is that the justification of faith and the quality of a good life is usually determined by the person themselves. The gospel of the rich young man can help us examine in our hearts to see if we have been deceived by one of the forms of this deception. The young man asked Jesus Christ a specific question: "Teacher, what good I must do to possess eternal life?" And he receives direct answer to this question: "If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments." In this way, he gives the young man and us precise instructions for directing our lives to salvation. In the Psalm 119, we read, "Salvation is far from sinners, because they do not seek your statutes, your commandments." This is the longest psalm in the Psalter. And this psalm is a meditation on the importance of following the commandments. The psalmist says, "When I told of my ways, thou didst answer me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works." This psalm is man's prayer to know God's commandments and a request for help in keeping them. The psalmist does not rely on his own wisdom. He asks for help from above to understand the commandments, to live the commandments. And God, at that moment, gives this gift to a person who prepares his heart for this knowledge from above. St. Ignatius Brenchan, you know, says that the Lord called all his teaching commandments. For Christ says in the Gospel of John, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." These words change a sensual man into a spiritual man, if the man wants to. The commandments raise the dead and change the descendants of the old Adam into descendants of a new Adam, sons of man by nature into sons of God by grace. Every commandment of God is a holy mystery. It is fully revealed only to those who carry out and to the extent that they want to fulfill it. The first step to salvation is knowing Christ's commandments. That's why when I preached, sing the gospel to you, you should imagine Christ standing in front of you. And that's why we stand We stand because we are warriors of Christ, like soldiers, ready to hear a command. Christ says this, we must do that. There's no other way. Can you imagine a soldier in the army saying to a commander, don't worry about it. I don't even know what would happen to that soldier. And the same thing with us. We are here. We want to be here. We stand. We fight with our thoughts, so we are only thinking about the words from the gospel. So we can adjust our life to live accordingly. The more we strive to follow these commandments, the more fully we understand them, and the more we are open ourselves to God's grace. A good exercise for us is to read the gospel with the intention of knowing the commandments. Christ calls all his teaching commandments. And because of that, I know many people who started this exercise where they go through all four gospels throughout their month or whatever, and they go on a repeat. They read the four gospels over and over again, and they write down every single verse that touches them, that teaches them a commandment from Christ. And many of them, they say to me that, well, Father, I'm almost copying the whole gospel. Thank God. And then, usually when we do this exercise, we can use it as a means to examine our conscience before Holy Confession. It is a challenging exercise because it leads us to a deeper knowledge of the commandments. Challenging also because it shows us how far we are from the gospel, from being Christ-like. Man recognizes that his criteria have been set in such a way that he does not miss out on any pleasure to which the desires of the passions urge him. Man perceives that God is calling him to a greater and greater perfection, to a greater intimacy with Christ. This is only truly possible only when we deny ourselves, renounce everything in order to follow the giver of life. Just like a rich man, we also recognize and comprehend the demanding and radical nature of Christian profession. The rich young man was frightened by this demand and left sad. However, we can draw hope from the words of our Savior, who, when asked by the equally surprised apostles, who then can be saved? Christ replies, for man it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. God comes to aid of anyone who struggles for eternal life with his grace. St. Ignatius says, the habit of following the commandments makes meekness and humility natural qualities of the soul. Then God's grace is poured into the soul with a spiritual meekness and humility through the peace of Christ, which surpasses any worldly wisdom. The story of a rich young man is told by the gospel so that we do not stop on the road to salvation, for the sanctification of trying to be good people, and also for the reason that we do not lose heart when recognizing the very tough demands of the gospel. It is a reminder of a great responsibility we have for our lives and the decision we make in our lives. It was also a reminder of God's great help to those who strive and struggle on the path of perfection with hope and fear of God. Glory to Jesus Christ.